You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using remastermedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit remastermedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in your brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Courts in session. Join your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and...
Hello there, folks. Pull up a low note and settle there, folks.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 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 WRCT Pittsburgh.
bum. It's a rug, it's a home, it's a rug, it's a window, I don't... Yes. Up, huh? I'll go home, I'll go home. It's home, it's home. We'll be right back.
WICT is supported by Attic Records. Located in Millvale, Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, it's available at 412-821-8484 or at AtticRecordStoreInc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hello, it's Dr. Nomia. Welcome to Wound Liquor. And last year I did an installment on the problem of not so much hoarding, but just holding on to stuff. Sort of like, I guess they called it a pack rat. Sort of like a, well, I think I framed it as a gentleman hoarding. This past week, I was helping a friend of mine move some stuff from one storage area to another storage area, and he had a lot of stuff. Speakers, all kinds of recording equipment, and then, you know, past that point, it was just really sketchy. It was just iffy stuff. All these boxes full of things that he hadn't looked at in many, many years. And so the moving folks, the junk folks were coming, and he had to sift through things that were remaining. And it was very interesting. It was very educational. Because myself being someone who hangs on to things for sentimental value, the things that he took as having sentimental value had no resonance with me. And I mean, they probably wouldn't have any resonance with anybody except the person that thought they were wonderful and sentimental. So he had books, like just unrelated books, like Time Life books, that he held on to. He had cables with no connection, no pun intended, no connection to any of the units that he had. I mean, there's the jumble of cables. And he had some miscellaneous stuff, just bric-a-brac that, you know, in and of itself wasn't worth anything to anybody. And it got me thinking about my own stuff and how you know, once I pass, and if I don't get rid of all this stuff, it's going to be someone else's burden. So that's kind of the idea of this show. However, it's the stuff that we gave up, stuff that has been lost through the years. Good stuff, bad stuff, but things that had, on reflection, a real big sentimental value and probably very collectible, too. I will tell you that I had tons of Silver Age, as it's called, Silver Age comics. That was, you know, the period from through the 60s and was it, I think, maybe very early 70s. Tons of it, tons of them. Worth, if you believe the collectors, worth thousands and thousands of dollars. And then I had all these monster books, all these famous Monsters of Filmland books, great stuff. and all these Outer Limits trading cards and all these Beatles trading cards and comics. Well, I said comics, records, all these psych records, all these. I mean, this like extended through teenhood, extended into adulthood, extended into middle age adulthood, stuff that I just sold, you know, stuff from when I was a kid just was lost. I mean, stuff that I had stored with my parents when I went to college that ended up being water damaged and had to pitch. I mean, a lot of good stuff and probably very worth collect, well, very worth a lot of money, collectible stuff. Now, the thing is, I replaced some of these things, and they were just of much more recent vintage, specifically things like albums, which, you know, give me a lot of pleasure, as they, I'm sure, give you a lot of pleasure, whether it's CD or vinyl or whatever. But one thing I noticed when I had looked upon things that I didn't own anymore, like comics and magazines that I had known. I mean, they were just really neat to look at, and they evoked a place and time for me. It was just very orienting and kind of just took me back. But you know what? It kind of lasted for about a minute, and then I went, oh, okay. Now, I could have paid hundreds of dollars for these woe begone, begotten comics and magazines, you know, because, I mean, that's collector's prices. But all it took was just taking a whiff and view of them, and I was transported back, and that was fine. And it lasted only for a minute. So it made me think, like, what really, really do we need that lasts? I will tell you that I think with music, with albums, of which I have tons of, you know, the memory is something that that the music evokes, the album evokes, is pretty sturdy. It lasts a long time. But then, as I've also noticed, things that I thought were really hot poop, you know, a lot of records that were pretty, could have been popular, but were very, very special to me, too, and special to a lot of people, I figure. When I listened to them again, they sounded dated. And it took me back, and it made me kind of, like, you know, smirk a little bit, because I was so taken with that sound, the new sound. And the new sound became dated. Now, good memories, I mean, those kinds of things just reverberate. They stay for a while, but then after a while, they kind of get stale. And you kind of wonder why you still have this particular album, whether in CD or on vinyl, and, you know, I end up getting rid of them. And sometimes you start reflecting and remembering and thinking, geez, I shouldn't have sold that. It'd be nice to hear it again. So it's a really weird chase after a particular memory, I guess, because that's the connection. Something that, you know, takes you back to great times, or maybe not so great times, but I guess if it not, weren't so great times, you wouldn't want it. So anyway, we are dealing today with the remembrance of things past too. And again, Wound Liquor is a curated show with music that is targeted to help you through traumas, help you through pithy topics that concern you, make you anxious. And this is no difference, no different kind of installment. It's the same thing. And I hope that I could deburden you of an angst about selling things or not having things that you used to from childhood, teenhood, adulthood, and having both of us heal. Think about it. All of those things you lost over the years.
I met Stiffner the Crazy Commando, ordnance officer at the neighborhood survival gun store. Want to build up your small arms, Mr. and Mrs. Scaredy Cat Suburbanite? Has your neighborhood become dangerous to live in because people with different names have moved next door? Well, you don't have to take it lying down, but if you are lying down, try our recoilless recliner designer rifle. You don't have to leave the cozy comfort of your bed to waste that rude intruder or strafe the friggin' rock and roll party across the street. Tell them how to find us, Fred.
I don't know, man.
Read the paper.
Oh, the paper. Concrete off-the-road
tire. Read our ad in the paper.
Neighborhood survival gun store is easy to find. Yeah, I'm here. We're four flights below the ruins of the beautiful bunker building. Left face, 14 goose steps, and you're there.
This week, try our survivalist special.
Yeah, that's the simple little kit we sell under the counter that converts your harmless 22 caliber starter pistol into a selective fire 50mm armor-piercing weapon system. It's a bitch.
So shoot first and make friends later.
Yeah.
Set your sights on your neighborhood survival gun store. Ask for Ed or Fred Stiffner.
That's us, the Crazy Commandos.
And you'll get free a life-size replica of the Alabaster Arrow of Improbability. The weapon that saved or did it destroy the ancient world, Fred?
Well, I don't know, Ed. I wasn't there, you know?
Hardly here.
Yeah, well,
now.
That's not much of it.
Top Secret International. Bring your security clearance for these top secret tracks. Listen to Top Secret International Tuesdays at 5 until 6 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
The Don Juan Love Hour. Love palettes and a side of word salads. The Don Juan Love Hour provides all the best noise the FM waves have to offer. Keep the love moving, the wheels cruising, and the music grooving during the Don Juan Love Hour. Wednesday starting at 2 p.m. exclusively on WRCT 88.3 Pittsburgh.
Thank you. робили, а як святочине діля гуляли та й пили.
We'll be right back. Good night, darling. Happy dreams. God bless.
This is our best time. The best time for all mothers and children. The moment of wonderful peace and contentment. Knowing your children are all cozy in bed for the night. Safe and sound. Happy and healthy. Sometimes I wonder if we really appreciate how very fortunate we are. How truly blessed. For the joy of these precious moments. For that greatest of all gifts. Our children's happiness and health. For there are other mothers who no longer know such moments of peace and happiness. Who may never know it again. You can save a life. A child's life. And thank God tonight that child is not your own. You can help by giving to the Jimmy Fund. The Jimmy Fund, Boston, Massachusetts. In a few moments, members of the theater staff will pass among you. Please give as generously as you can. Please.
It's me, and I'm silly.
Woo! You know what we have here?
Las aves cantan y todo se siente bien en el mundo.
Hasta que cambia la estación y de pronto todo parece más oscuro, con menos vida y pierde su motivación para salir de la cama.
Si lucha contra la depresión, no está solo. De hecho, una de cada cinco personas experimenta algún tipo de depresión y no importa la época del año. Puede afectar su capacidad física o conductual de tener una vida feliz.
En la Fundación de la Asociación Americana de Psiquiatría, entendemos por lo que está pensando y estamos aquí para ayudar. Nuestro objetivo es construir una nación mentalmente saludable para todos, porque usted quiere vivir su mejor vida y ser la mejor versión de usted durante todo el año. Trabajamos día a día para eliminar el estigma, combatir las enfermedades mentales y los trastornos por consumo de sustancias y promover el bienestar mental.
Si usted o un ser querido necesita ayuda, no está solo. Para más información, visite lasaludmental.org.
Bum 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 b
Bam 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 b